Preparation for Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 283. 283. Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Again, you will humble our hearts and open our hearts and our eyes, and let us realize that we partake of this fruit of the vine and know that the true meaning is the blood that was shed for our sins. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dear God, I pray you will open our hearts again and let us give back some portion that will help towards everyone.
We have 21 present this morning. Today is January 30th, 2022. If you would, at this time, let's mark our song books at number 715. 715 will be our song of invitation after our lesson. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 474. 474. Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the tolls that bind me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing, so showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me find me
joy on my part to be able to deal with thoughts that I hope are speaking to the needs of everybody, or most everybody, from week to week. And today we want to talk about the temptations that we face in life that are abiding problems for us. The Lord talked about that towards the thing, and the Holy Spirit directed Paul to write about it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. And so I turn there now to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and notice the things that are said there regarding temptations and trials that come frequently to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse number 16. What, know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. And he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Notice what he says here in this regard. The more that we have God resting within our lives as we go forth from day to day and activities from day to day, less and less becomes the worldly ways in our lives. But more and more becomes the worldly ways in our lives, the more that we get into the sins and wrongdoings against us, and we get to be a part of that. He asked the question there in verse 15 of 1 Corinthians 6, "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Who, when ye know that you join to an harlot, is one body. For two, saith he, shall be one flesh." The sins of life that were part of the people at Corinth were frequently a part of this sensual way of life. And they failed to realize that it was a joining of themselves with sin that caused them to be recognized as sinful beings and sinful people. But if they would be people who were reminding themselves of the price that was paid, and he says in verse 20, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Notice that he has added to us this way of life that will glorify him as we live life. We get up in the morning and think about God. Think about the riches of life and how he has rewarded us now with a new day. And we thank the Lord for this new day. We thank the Lord for the strength that we have to get up into the new day and carry out the activities that we want to do in this new day for him. Let's be people then who follow that way of life. And instead of going the ways of the flesh and the ways of the flesh, to yield to those things of the flesh, where we're joined with them and become one, we are joined with God and become one with him, as we thereby live faithfully and glorify him. If we glorify God, we speak well. The word glorify means to be a person who speaks well of, who puts light upon, sheds light upon. Glorifying is to shed light upon that way of life. And when we shed light upon that way of life, people will see that we are happy about that way of life. We enjoy living that way of life. We enjoy turning our head when someone comes along the way who is worldly in their dress and worldly in their habits, worldly in the words that they say. We turn our head the other way. We come people to be prayerful for them. We ask of them to come and visit with us in worship service. Come and worship with us. Be a part of this thing called the Christianity. This is the teaching of the Lord and the teaching of his way. And that's how we can get over that matter. If it's an abiding problem, an abiding situation over and over again, as he says here regarding becoming one with the world and one with the words of the flesh, let's be people who become one with God and get up in the morning and think about this way of life that we live. When we talk about this particular thing, we refer to Simon Peter, who was a man who was steadily at problems. Even with the Lord, he was steadily with a problem. He had a quick way of saying things. Not much thought was given to all that is involved in what he said. And Jesus pointed that out to him. And in this regard, this is a matter where he says this matter is a way of life for us to live and to be and to do. In 1 Peter chapter 2, reference is made to a way of life that he talks about, and he talks about us doing God's will. He says in verse 12, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God. They will put light upon the Lord because they see what you do. Others will see what you do, and they'll see the goods that you do and the good activities that you're involved with and the good help that you're a part of in the community where you live. And they will see that that's completely different than this other way of life that they refer to as evil way of life. Evildoers. But that they may see by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to king or supreme, to governors or unto them that sent by you for punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God. I want to stop here to say in 1 Peter 2 at 15, this is the will of God. That we be people who, as we activate in life and ordinances of man, not all ordinances of man are evil ordinances. Speed limits, for example, are good things for you and me, and for everybody around us, for that fact. It's a good thing for us to think about the way of life to live and talk, be honest with people. When we get into a court situation and the judge says, have you seen this? No, I heard this and everything. He won't let that come into the, he went into court. You heard this? This is hearsay stuff. But if you say, I saw this, I was there when he did this, this is admissible. Why? Because this way is talked about a way of life that is good. A way of life that is helpful. A way of life that is truthful and earnest. It's the will of God that we be honest people. And as we're honest, we talk about those things that we really saw, that we're really a part of. Whatever it is in life that we go about doing, we find ourselves doing those things that are the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. They're foolish in their ways when they criticize without seeing it and knowing that it actually occurred. Of course, it's a shame on us if they see it and know that it actually occurred, that the evil thing that they see and do, we're practicing. But if we fear the Lord and do His will, they'll be put to silence. They'll not be able to say a thing in that regard. They'll not be able to criticize that. Because we're doing that which is righteous. As free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. When we find ourselves being people who put onto practice a habit of worshiping God, and we come to worship the Lord, and we invite others to come with us, to sit with us, and to be a part of the worship of God, it's a good thing to do, a good thing to help, a good thing for them to realize something. And many a person has come to a service, studied the Bible, opened the Bible, read for the first time there, and continued to read, and later on said, I want to obey the gospel. I want to be a Christian. I want to serve the Lord too. I don't want to have to worry about what I'm saying, what I'm doing. I want to be a person who does the truth and tells the truth, and I'm free to live that way. It's a freedom in being there, serving God. He says in verse 17 of 1 Peter 2, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the crooked, the froward. They not be crooked in every way. And so when they make request of you, you do it well. You do it according to the rules that they have. And you do it according to their ways of life. And you will be a great influence for good. He says, verse 19, "For this is thanksworthy, if a man for conscience sake toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when ye are buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently. This is acceptable with God." God wants us to recognize that the way that we live and the way we behave is done out of a group of patience. Patience within our lives, patience within our conversation. And that's the way of life for us to live. He says in verse 22, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth," talking about Christ Jesus. Verse 21, now this is the idea. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps." Was Jesus put to death by people who understood the right thing to do? No, we all know that. We all recognize that they put him to death to get rid of. But he was teaching good things. He was practicing good ways of life. He helped those who were in need. He besought them to be helpful. And now then, people are doing that. And they're practicing this way of life. And this is the thing that he says, "Who did no sin, neither was guile, no hypocrisy was in his mouth." He was not a hypocrite to do what he did and say what he said and do what he did. He was telling the truth. Verse 23 says, "Who, when he was reviled," what did Jesus do? "Revile not again." He didn't reply in reviling words. "When he suffered, he threatened not." He didn't threaten people, say, "You'll suffer for this someday. I'll see that you suffer for this someday." He didn't say that. He didn't do that. "And to him that judgeth, he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously." Who's the one that judges righteously? The Father, God of heaven. "When he was reviled, he did not retaliate. When he was slandered, he did not retaliate. When he was threatened, he did not retaliate. When he committed himself unto the Father, who judges all righteously." They'll have nothing to say. The God of heaven will judge them righteously. And there will be that way of life that will be done. "Who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. By those stripes we are healed. We are as sheep going astray, but now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." There were people who did not always live this way, did not all behave this way. But now then they could. They could begin that way. So can you begin that way and live that way, beginning even today, if you've not beforehand done that? God bless you with the studies that we've done, and we wish you the very best in your process of doing that. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation, the song is announced this morning. We'll stand together now, sing that song, make your way to the front, and let it be known that you wish to be a part of God's family, or you wish to be restored to the house of the Lord. Would you come as we stand and as we sing?
Will you come with your poor broken heart, burden with sin oppressed, lay it down at the feet of your Savior. With your bow, boy, do
Bless you all, and thank you for being here. Look forward to seeing you tonight at 6 o'clock if possible. Going on before Christ the